Good afternoon. This is Francis, your volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you our Listener Beware program. For the next half hour, you'll hear about scams, schemes, fraud, and ways to protect yourself and your money. Here's an article from USA Today. Don't be fooled by deepfake videos and photos this election cycle. Here's how to spot AI by Kim Commando, April 4th, 2024. There was the deepfake audio robocall of President Joe Biden telling you to hold your vote. And just this last week, a phony video of Donald Trump with black voters made the rounds. AI deepfakes are a massive problem this election season, and it's easy to get taken, especially when your news and social feeds are full of this junk. By the way, you're not alone if you've been fooled. Nearly two-thirds of people can't tell the difference between artificial intelligence-generated images and voices and the real thing, according to a study by the University of Aberdeen in Scotland. Those are awful odds. Here are some rules of thumb to protect your vote. Viral doesn't mean verified. Almost all of the AI-generated slop online is peddled for clicks on social media, not published by major news outlets. These publications still get tripped up, of course, but it's rare. I'm all for citizen journalism, but when it comes to our elections, stick to publications you know you can trust. Be wary of anonymous accounts that post without a legitimate person or organization attached to them. If it's some random person on Facebook you've never heard of, do your homework before you hit share. Look for other coverage. Scammers can put together a convincing image or video, but they can't fake the context. When Biden or Trump says something, I promise it will be reported 100 times and recorded from 20 angles, especially if it's outlandish. If you can only find one source for something, your internal AI detector should go off. Use Google Fact Check Explorer, Verify This, or Snopes to double check. Pro tip, search related keywords on Google and social media platforms like YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. If you're struggling with ways to search, you can even take screenshots of critical parts of the video and do a reverse image search. Slow down. We're all busy and we're all in a hurry, but it's worth slowing down, especially if something makes you feel something big. Deepfakes are often created with emotion in mind. The point is to make you mad, sad, or scared enough to share. When it comes to political figures, pay attention to mannerisms. They're as unique as fingerprints. President Barack Obama's signature head lift and slight frown were present whenever he'd say, "Hi, everybody," in his weekly addresses. If the star of a video seems like an impersonator, they very well could be. When in doubt, use this AI image checklist. Election fakes are particularly tricky to spot because there's so much public footage of politicians speaking in front of similar backgrounds to copy. But you can still use these guidelines to verify if it's AI or not. Backgrounds. A vague, blurred background, smooth surfaces, or lines that don't match up are immediate red flags that an image is AI-generated. Context. Use your head. If the scenery doesn't align with the current climate, season, or what's physically possible, that's because it's fake. Proportions. Check for objects that look mushed together or seem too large or small. The same goes for features, especially ears, fingers, and feet. Angle. Deepfakes are the most convincing when the subject is facing the camera directly. Once a person starts to turn to the side and move, glitches may appear. Text. AI can't spell. Look for fake words on signs and labels. Chins. Yep, you heard me. The lower half of the face is the number one giveaway on AI-generated candidate videos. It's subtle, but check to see if their chin or neck moves unnaturally or in an exaggerated way. Fingers and hands. Look for weird positions, too many fingers, extra long digits, or hands out of place. If you spot it, don't spread it. I get that some of these images and videos are shocking or even hilarious, but they're putting our elections at risk. Don't contribute to the great American fake-off. If you're going to share something you know is AI generated, call it out clearly in your text or post. Really, you're better off not sharing it at all. And now from the Money Saver section of AARP, the magazine, April and May 2024 edition. Danger, investment scams ahead. Learn the telltale signs of investment fraud from these recent court filings by Cheryl Winokur Monk. Older Americans have lost an alarming amount of money to investment scams in recent years. In 2023, for example, people 50 and older reported more than $900 million in investment-related fraud to the FTC, well more than the combined reported losses to romance, tech support, and online shopping scams. The median investment loss was at least $9,500. Although these scams come in many varieties, they often share one important element, red flags. Is the investment strategy one you don't quite understand? Are you promised risk-free guaranteed returns? Must you act soon or lose your chance? Any yes answer should set off an alarm. To put you on alert, here's a roundup of recent frauds alleged by prosecutors and regulators, along with a guide to some of the reddest flags. Number 1. Cryptocurrency. From October 2020 to August 2023, a group known as FUNZ promised investors no-sweat annual profits of 365% through cryptocurrency trading and other healthy and sustainable sources of income, alleges a complaint filed by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC. Make money while you sleep and passive income with zero effort on your part, reads one fund's marketing slide included in the complaint. An alleged ringleader touted a proprietary algorithm but declined to reveal the secret to our sauce. A court-appointed receiver calculated more than 9,000 investors lost a total of $15.7 million. Number 2. Foreign exchange. In late 2022, the Securities and Exchange Commission alleged that Houston resident John Fernandez had fraudulently raised more than $4.3 million from about 175 investors, promising guaranteed interest every month from trading in currency markets. Rather than investing in foreign exchange markets, he sent investors computer screenshots of fabricated gains from trades, said the SEC. He paid out some money, but that was mostly a Ponzi scheme, a fraud in which the illusion of a successful operation is created by paying investors fake profits that are simply money paid in by other deceived investors. When that venture failed, Fernandez blamed a tax blowback and asked investors to move their money to a new investment described as a legitimate financial company. This second venture, which promised annual returns of 5 to 100%, failed as well. Agriculture. Since 2021, a company called Agridime has raised $191 million from more than 2,100 investors in what the SEC says is a Ponzi scheme. The company allegedly agreed to sell investors beef calves for $2,000 apiece, then buy back the same animals at a higher price after a year, guaranteeing a return of at least 15% and allowing participants to become part of providing fellow Americans with the highest quality farm-fresh beef available. Instead, the SEC says, the company acquired far fewer cattle than it sold to investors, had less than $1.5 million in cash as of last September, and made at least $58 million in Ponzi payments to investors. In its advertising, the company acknowledged, "We know it sounds too good to be true." Number 4, precious metals. In a settlement announced last October, the CFTC and regulators from 30 states alleged that precious metals dealer Safeguard Metals had deceived more than 450 investors by selling them $66 million in fraudulently priced silver coins. According to the settlement, the company pushed older Americans, most of whom were inexperienced investors, to empty their retirement accounts for silver purchases by preying on their fears and misrepresenting the safety of traditional retirement accounts. Sales representatives told one investor that the stock market was going to crash and the government would confiscate people's IRAs, for example, and repeatedly called another to say, hurry up and make a decision. Despite telling customers that it typically sold them silver anywhere from 4 to 23% above its own costs, Safeguard's markups actually averaged 71% up until 2021, according to the CFTC. Number 5, commodities trading. Philip Gallus was found by a judge last November to have fraudulently obtained $5.3 million from 65 people for a pool of money to invest in commodities, then to have used that money instead for expenses including luxury car rentals and purchases at a jeweler, Macy's, and Best Buy. Among Gallus's false claims, the judge found that he had an investment return of 238% in 2020, that he managed a $1.7 billion in offshore entities and had just raised another $3 billion to invest, and that he employed at least 5 different automated trading models, including algorithmically determined inflection points that are filtered using order books, dynamic slash market microstructure analysis to profit from price movements in either direction around these areas. When one client asked to withdraw some of his money, Gallus put him off with a series of excuses for why he couldn't, including bank mix-ups that prevented withdrawals and a visit to the emergency room. A pill opened up in my throat by accident and closed my throat for 2 full minutes. I thought that it was an onion and tried to get it back up. It didn't go so well. Number 6, real estate. Wilson Baston, who pleaded guilty to mail fraud and wire fraud in 2008 in a real estate scheme that cost an estimated 185 people more than $22 million, was accused by the SEC last June of launching a similar scheme not long after he was released from prison in 2017. This time around, the SEC says, he persuaded people to invest more than $10 million in several real estate deals, which he didn't identify, by promising to repay their principal, with interest of up to 25% within days or weeks. Baston, who allegedly hid his past by using the alias Shannon Gordon, touted his ability to flip undervalued properties, but he often used fresh investments to make Ponzi payments to other investors. After Baston failed to repay one investor, he had used that person's money to pay off someone else. He persuaded the first investor not only to roll over the purported principal and interest into a new transaction, but also to pay in an additional $4,000. Baston fended off requests for repayment by citing obstacles, such as moving his office, not having his phone, and dealing with multiple bouts of COVID-19, according to the complaint. Before you invest in anything, first, check credentials. Most scams involve unregistered entities, people, and products, says Melanie DeVoe of the CFTC. Number 2, look for transparency. Be wary if you can't independently verify financial statements. Note that one advantage of mutual funds is that you can easily find their price, performance, and holdings from multiple sources. 3, take your time. Don't rush to invest because you're told you'll lose out unless you act soon. If it's a legitimate investment, it's going to be available tomorrow. Number 4, get a reality check. Run a proposed investment past someone who's not involved with the venture, maybe just a level-headed friend. That move can melt away the halo of excitement that comes with a sales pitch. And number 5, know your limitations. Can you afford to lose all or part of your investment? Do you really understand what you're getting into? If an investment opportunity is confusing or vague, it's probably not a great strategy for you. And now an article from Finance Buzz, 8 Sneaky Grocery Store Scams That Are Easy to Fall For, by Jenny Cohen, April 8, 2024. It can be tough to visit the grocery store with prices still high, especially if you're living paycheck to paycheck. But inflation isn't the only thing to worry about on your trip. There are grocery store scams you need to watch out for if you want to make sure you keep more money in your pocket. Here are 8 scams to be on the lookout for next time you go to the grocery store. The in-store scam. You're minding your business when someone comes up to you and asks if you can buy them some groceries or other items. They may even pull at your heartstrings by asking for diapers for their baby. You may want to help, but you should also be cautious of the request. Watch the needy shopper to see if they wait outside instead of going through the line with you, because workers may recognize them as a scammer. It's also a red flag if they ask you for your receipt just in case the diapers are the wrong size or they need to return items. They're planning to take them back in and get the cash, leaving you with nothing to show for after trying to help someone who turned out to be a scammer. The gift card scam. Grocery stores offer convenient options to grab gift cards while you're shopping. It can be an easy purchase for a birthday card or a gift for a friend, but it can also be a great way to scam you, as someone posing as a needy shopper may ask you to buy a card to help them pay for groceries as they're struggling financially or just need a little help. Gift cards can be used as cash once you purchase them, so be cautious and politely decline if you can. It's likely a scam to fund other purchases. The pigeon drop scam. You should be alert whenever someone approaches you in the grocery store parking lot, asking you for or inquiring about anything. One such scam involves someone finding money in the form of a bond or other non-cash form in the parking lot. When you can't find the owner, the scammer offers to split the money. The problem comes when it's a bond or other form of non-cash, so the scammer will offer to give you the bond in exchange for you withdrawing cash to pay their half of it. And that's when you lose your money and the scammer walks away with your cash. The distracted shopper scam. It can be easy to get distracted by someone in the grocery store as you're shopping. Maybe they ask you about a product on the shelf to see if you tried it before or accidentally bump into you while you're wandering the aisles. But sometimes these little interactions are ways to distract you, so you don't notice when an accomplice reaches in and grabs your wallet from your purse that's sitting open in your cart. Instead, keep your valuables close when shopping and your purse closed and tucked away to make it harder for a scammer to distract you and pick your valuables. The parking lot drop scam. Is this your cash? It could be a simple question, but be on alert if someone asks you questions as you're loading groceries into your car. These questions could distract you while the scammer's accomplice reaches back in to take the groceries from your car or picks up a bag from your cart. Scammers could also reach into your vehicle to steal your phone, purse, cash, or other valuables while you're not looking. The lucky day scam. Wouldn't it be nice to find a lottery ticket or lucky penny on the ground while you're shopping? Even a simple lucky coincidence could be a red flag when you're shopping. Don't be caught off guard by the stranger who asks if the dropped lottery ticket on the floor belongs to you or if you want to add to your luck with a lucky penny. It could just be a distraction while their accomplice makes their lucky day while walking out with your valuables. The ATM scam. Grocery stores may have ATMs conveniently located inside to grab some cash if you need some extra money on your way out the door or want to get some for your shopping. But be careful about ATMs, as they may have skimming devices that can steal your credit card information without you realizing it. Check the machines before you use the ATM to see if something looks unusual around the entry point for your card. You also want to cover your hand as you enter your PIN in case cameras are around to record your number for later use. The shoulder surfing scam. You know you need to pay for your groceries, so you may pull your credit card out as soon as you unload your cart so you're prepared. But be careful of holding your credit card out in the open while you want to complete your transaction, and be wary of anyone who may be conveniently too close to you. Scammers can find ways to see your credit card number while you're holding your card in the open so they can use it later for unauthorized charges. Instead, keep your card in your wallet or purse until it's time to pay. You can also pull your card out but not hold it in plain sight if you're concerned about being ready to pay without taking too long to dig it out. Bottom line, it's important to remember to keep an eye on your wallet while also saving money on groceries. There are also ways you can watch for groceries that may be costing you too much if you have a budget that helps you track your spending. And try to find additional ways to save money, like signing up for a grocery store's loyalty program or downloading an app to help you get the best deals. Now for an article from the Atlantic Daily, How America Got Scammed. Modern fraudsters are taking advantage of social isolation and insecurities, and Americans of all ages are falling prey. By Laura Kelly, Americans passed a discomfiting benchmark last year. For the first time, they lost a collective $10 billion to fraud, according to data that the Federal Trade Commission released last month. Taking advantage of social isolation and unmet needs, scammers are using ever more sophisticated methods to tailor their grifts and blanket Americans with requests for money, gift cards, cryptocurrency, and personal information. Scammers often bring up sensitive topics such as romance, immigration, and finances to rile victims into a state of heightened emotion. This simple, devastating approach can make people act less rational than they would otherwise. The schemes can target specific insecurities. For people who are struggling financially, a get-rich-quick proposal might be compelling. For a recent college graduate, the promise of a well-paying job could be impossible to resist. And for a grandparent, a voice on the line saying their grandchild is in danger might trigger an urgent response. Last month, a New York Magazine financial writer published a viral essay about falling for a scam. She picked up a call from someone claiming to be an Amazon customer service worker, who then connected her to a so-called FTC investigator who knew a troubling amount about her and her family. By the end of the call, she was stuffing $50,000 into a shoebox to hand off to a stranger. Her tale was harrowing and extreme, and it seemed to strike a nerve. In the days that followed, many responses on social media boiled down to, "That would never happen to me." But people are more prone to being conned than they would like to admit. Stacy Wood, a psychology professor at Scripps College who studies scams, told me that although not every consumer is likely to fall for a scam, it's difficult to know if you would fall for it until you're in that same emotional state. Compliance with scams is much higher, she added, than most people realize. 90% of respondents to a city survey were confident that they could spot and evade scams, but more than a quarter also said that they had fallen victim to them. No one type of person gets swindled, but loneliness and social isolation are major risk factors in falling for fraud, Marty DeLiema, an assistant professor at the University of Minnesota's School of Social Work, told me. Scammers thrive on secrecy and creating confidential relationships, she explained. They generally instruct people not to tell anyone else about the conversation. People who are alone in a house without someone else there to administer a reality check are vulnerable. Older adults tend to fall into this group, though DeLiema said that they are not necessarily more susceptible across the board, in spite of narratives that position them as typical victims of fraud. Extremely online young people can be equally or sometimes even more vulnerable to scams. Social media is now a central channel for scammers, Wood told me, and AI is making it difficult for even discerning people to identify suspicious requests. 10% of people aged 18 to 29 reported being the victim of a financial scam, compared with 9% of people 65 and older, according to a Gallup polling last year. Other polls have found similar results. Data from the FTC show that although people in their 60s lost a higher median dollar amount to scams than people in their 20s, young people actually had a higher rate of reports in 2023. Wood said that many young people are more willing than older people to report incidents, even relatively small dollar amounts, which may affect the data. The $10 billion figure, although massive, is likely an underestimate, Wood noted. Many people, ashamed and afraid of being blamed or mocked, keep scam stories to themselves. Older people in particular may fear appearing less competent. But shaming victims is not at all helpful. What makes a difference, De Lima said, is educating consumers so that they can cut scammers off before they attack on an emotional level. If someone claims to be calling from the IRS and demands an immediate wire payout, for example, stop things there. The IRS may phone you for overdue bills, but they will never call, looking for a money transfer using a specific payment method. Don't wait until they've frightened you and pushed you into a state of fear and distress. Scams run the gamut of human needs and vulnerabilities. You could get swindled in a different way than your grandmother or nephew might, and that's by design. The result might be a crushing financial loss, but, as Wood told me, the emotional ramifications can be even more devastating. That concludes our Listener Beware program for today. I hope you found this helpful. This is Frances at Sun Sounds. Have a great rest of your day.